Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Yes, and I'm all revved up. Yes, I'm catching a ride with Bob Amolo from Kendall Park, New Jersey, who I met last weekend at the Metuchen Truck Motorcycle and Car Show. He's got a cool Challenger, really cool Dodge Challenger, and their opening instrumental is Challenger 3, Hal Blaine on the RCA Victor record label, kicking off my Relics and Rarities show. Hal Blaine, one of the Wrecking Crew, those great studio musicians who were behind so many hit records. Challenger 3, Hal Blaine. Of course, Bob Amolo, not the only one to have a cool Challenger, a cool Dodge in the garage.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Yeah, she had a really cool Dodge as well.
The little old lady from Pasadena. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
smash hit for Janet Dean, summer of 1964. Little Old Lady from Pasadena. Yeah, she had a very cool Dodge in that garage.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
Probably do a crazy dance of that particular record, Surfing Bird by the Trash Men. And just in case you can't do the Surfing Bird,
from coast to coast,
yeah, we'll try out this dance.
The fish, the twist, and the switch are rude. All you cats are tired of moving. I've got something new for you. When the band starts playing, come out real slow. Move like a turtle to the center of the floor. Take it easy and have a ball and just stand there. That's all. That's the way you do the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Careful, honey, take it slow. That's cool, mommy, oh. Boogity had a friend named Shu, and Boogity liked to dance to a rock and roll groove. Now Shu told Boogity, if you want to stay alive, you better forget all this rock and roll jive. He told his friend he'd better play it cool, but Boogity was a stubborn old rock and roll mule. The best I remember, I believe it's a fact, a poor Boogity had a heart attack. He never learned to do the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. Move an eyebrow, shake a hand. Just listen to the band. Now if the band starts rocking, just you pay no mind. You get excited, friend, you're gonna find. You start in twisting your sacroiliac. And then, friend, you put your back out of whack. That won't happen with the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Oh, man.
I think a lot of my listeners, that's the dance that they may want to do. Ichabod and the Cranes. Put that in that category. That category that I love. Day of the Rave, where do you find these crazy records from? That is certainly a crazy 45. Ichabod and the Cranes on the Coral record label. And a very cool, a slow dance, a dance that you could all do. A dance called the Turtle. Yes, and of course, I guess I could even do the Turtle. Because right now I'm going to do Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is a bonus track off of an LP, and I love this record. Originally done by Wilson Pickett. Creedence's version of 99 and a half.
I got to have all your love, not him day. Not just a little part with all of your heart. 99 and a half just won't do. Oh, no, no, just won't get it. Don't be led in the wrong direction. To stop this thing off right, a man need a little love and affection. Oh, yes, he do or not.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. They should have put that out on the 45. That could have been a smash for them. I love that record. Like I said, originally done by Wilson Pickett. 99 and a half, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And I must confess to something. We are in a brand new studio. Well, at least with new studio equipment. We had a kind of a mechanical breakdown. And I mean, literally, like just minutes before we came on the radio today, they gave me whole new equipment. So if this show comes out to be perfect, it would be amazing, because I'm trying to remember which button to push for this and what sets off turntable number one and turntable number two, and you know, a lot of brand new equipment, but we're doing our best. But if it's a little bit imperfect, or at least if something comes up, please excuse me. And thank you, Tony D from Oldies 107.9 95.1, who came here late at night, early in the morning, to try to get everything all set for the program today. So thank you, Tony D, for helping to get Relics and Rarities on the radio.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
empty words.
It's a bunch of lies. You just like all the other guys. Therefore, you know you're cool. So find yourself another fool.
Don't call me on the phone. Don't come around asking if I'm home. Don't want to hear your stuff. Let me tell you, I've had enough empty words.
So I don't sound like a bunch of empty words. I did promise to play that record there for Warren Russell over there in Oregon on the SBK record label. Day of the Rave, Sure Shot 45, a Van McCoy tune, Ruby Jean from 64, and a tune called Empty Words. And speaking of empty words, I also made a promise. Special request for Flo and Kay Lyman from Island, New Jersey. They wanted to hear this one from Petula Clark, my mother's favorite artist. Kay Lyman, I'm glad you didn't give up on me. I know you've been waiting for that record. Well, there it is. Petula Clark, Summer of 68. Don't give up.
Dave the Rave has what you crave.
Keep the ball rolling, keep the ball rolling. Girl, the name of the game is love.
all the rave for your fave. He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
Make a lot of people crazy with all these wild records that I play. 45s that deserve that second chance. Record that probably never hit the charts. Maybe regional charts only on the Blast record label. That record's a blast. The Mark V. The Mark V with a tune called You Make Me Lose My Mind. Now from 1962, and you're not going to believe this, that was a blast. This next record was a scream. Yes, a group out of New Jersey recorded this record on the Surf record label out of Brick, New Jersey. In fact, one of the members of the band was from Fords, New Jersey. I can't remember. I think it was the drummers from this particular band. Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors. This is a wild, wild record. And believe it or not, very collectible. It was reissued on Norton Records, but the original 45, which I do have on the Surf record label, is like a $600 to $800 record. And you're probably going to listen to this record like, say, why? How did that become such an expensive, collectible cult 45? But it did. Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors, once again from 62, and a cool record for the upcoming Halloween holiday.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a cult classic on the Surf record label, Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors, and a tune called Scream. Now, that's a tune that makes you want to shout!
Well, you know you make me want to shout. Look, my hands jumping. Look, my heart's bumping. Throw my head back. Oh, come on now. Don't forget to say you will. Yeah, don't forget to shout.
Probably not just shouting, but they're probably screaming at me. Well, I hope you're feeling all right. Lulu and the Lovers on the Power record label and her rendition of that classic Shout. Yes, Dave the Rave on my Relics of Rarity show. And, of course, a shout-out to all the great listeners. Happy Halloween. It's coming up in just a couple of days. So I hope you're ready, and I hope you're attending some cool Halloween parties, got those cool costumes on, and getting ready for all the calories from the candy that we're going to collect. Yes, and it's kind of fun to get all that candy. You know, I still have my favorites, no doubt about that. Last week, and of course every week, we play a Mystery 45 where you get one guess only. Got to try to figure out who's doing the mystery record. Last week, this was my Mystery Oldie 45. I wonder if anybody figured this one out. We'll find out momentarily.
I once knew a lady, a little old lady, before I started to grow. She'd tea every Sunday, was up on a Monday, though she had no place to go. And her name was Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right what I'm telling you now? Yes, her name was Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right? Yes, it is, 'cause I know. Had a friend who we both used to talk to, and Tom the Great was his name. And she could depend on the great little Anton, whose picture she hung in a frame. And he loved Miss Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right what I'm telling you now? Yes, he loved Miss Tabitha Twitchit. Is it right? Yes, it is, 'cause I know. Fashion lace around the face of that lady. Oh,
old-fashioned ways, she meant the world to me. Knew a lady, a sweet little lady, but then I started to grow. We cried on a Sunday, I left on a Monday. Where she is now, I don't know. So I lost my Tabitha Twitchit, is it bad what I'm telling you now? Yes, I lost my Tabitha Twitchit, is it bad? Yes, it is my sad home.
That, of course, was the Mystery Holdy record. Yes, who figured out the record? Anybody? I wonder. That was, I believe, you're going to be surprised when I tell you who did that record. You really are. That was an import 45. That particular song was only released on a 45 over in England. Yes, a import 45 from overseas. You know, several countries overseas. Germany released that record as well. Tabitha Twitchit. And, of course, we had several winners. Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, New Jersey. Debbie and Bill Wanner in Mooresville, North Carolina. Sante down there in South Beach, Florida. And Kevin Buxton, Campbellsport, Wisconsin. Those were the Mystery Oldie winners. They knew that Tabitha Twitchit was done by the same group that had a big hit record with this song, the Dave Clark Five.
Anyway, you want it.
Out of the Dave Clark Five, one of my favorites from them. Any Way You Wanted, a tune which was just starting to break out right around this time in 1964.
Rocking and rolling in the No Static Attic. This is Relics and Rarities with Dave the Ray.
Go, go!
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
Call one girl my own. I
turn that record loose. Whew, love that record. Cuts like a knife. Great lyrics. I wish that would have been a hit record. From late 1968 on the Tower record label, a group called The Changing Colors and a tune called Want You By My Side. Now, there's a little story behind that particular record. There is. I heard that record on kind of like a radio record segment on WMCA, the New York station, 570 on the AM dial. They played that record. It didn't win. It got beat out by a group called The Magic Ship with a song called Nighttime Music on the BT Puppy record label. And both songs were good. But I just fell in love with that record, Changing Colors, Want You By My Side. And there was a local disc jockey who, I have said this before, but with the most meaning ever, it was a guy who I really was my disc jockey idol. I loved a lot of disc jockeys from Cousin Brucie, God bless him, still on the radio, Dan Ingram, Gary Stevens, Harry Harrison, Dan Ingram. Yeah, I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area. I also got a chance to hear Philadelphia radio, as well as other stations late at night when they would come in late at night. But the guy who I clearly modeled my Relics and Rarities show after, I pretty much stole. I copied just about everything he did, from Discovery of the Week to a lot of my jingles, was a guy who was on a local radio station, WCTC in New Brunswick. And his real name was Larry Berger. Of course, on the radio, when he did his Top 40 show in the 1960s, he was Larry Harmon, the Larry Harmon House Party Show. I became his fan club president. I pushed him to play songs like The Changing Colors, and of course, and he turned me on to a lot of things that he had discovered. But he allowed me his ear, and often I would drive him crazy to play a record. And, you know, sometimes he would relent, and he would play the record like that Changing Colors 45. Well, I just found out the other day that the guy who was my disc jockey hero, and of course he was a hero to many people. His real name, Larry Berger, even though I knew him and loved him as a disc jockey, of course his claim to fame was he was the powerful program director, the guy who changed the New York radio landscape. He was a program director in its heyday of 95.5 FM WPLJ in New York City. And sadly, we lost Larry Berger at the age of 77 years old. He was my definitive radio hero, the guy who, as I said, just modeled, inspired me to do a radio program. So for Larry Harmon, rest in peace. This song, especially for you, Ballad of a DJ.
It was early this morning. We heard the news. It's so sad, it's so blue. He wasn't a doctor, he wasn't a lawyer, he wasn't a teacher, preacher, engineer, or a writer. Many say he was the greatest cat. He was a DJ. He died today. Yes, a DJ passed away. He was only a young boy, like me and you. In shrouds of black and veil the radio for the man who won't be back. He was a DJ, he died today. Yes, a DJ passed away. So let the oldies play. Song. Many say he was the greatest cat. He was a DJ. He died today. Yes, a DJ passed away. So let the golden sounds fill the air.
He was a DJ. He died today. Yes, a DJ passed away. I could hear the records playing.
Hey, Larry Harmon, Larry Berger, I'm keeping the music playing. I'm keeping that spirit of the Larry Harmon House Party Show. And you were the greatest for me. There's no doubt about it. You were my greatest. I will miss you so much. Larry Harmon and the Larry Harmon House Party Show. Larry Berger, WPLJ. Rest in peace, Larry Harmon. I'll see you. We'll catch that Otis Redding concert that we almost got to see before Otis passed away. So when I get up there one day, you and I will have to catch that Otis Redding program. Rest in peace. I'll miss you. Larry Harmon. Time for my Mystery Oldie Contest. This is where I play a song. You get one guess only. Got to tell me who's doing the record. You can call me up 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. Or you can simply email me, dave@davetherave.com. Who is doing this next record? And good luck to everyone.
My eyes are closed. My love to you, all my body and soul. I give my mind to you with a love that never grows. I give my love to you, all my body and soul. I give my mind to you with a love that never grows. You are my smiles, the last tears. You are my days, my weeks, my years. You are the flowers beneath my windowsill. You're everything beautiful, everything that's real.
I give my love to you, all my body and soul. I give my mind to you with a love that'll never grow.
One day in my life, it will be over. But I have no fears, cause nothing lasts but the years. But I love you now with every breath. And I believe I love you more after death.
My love to you, all my body and soul. I give my mind to you with a love that'll never go.
My Mystery Oldie 45. Who's doing the record? One guess only. 609-948-4487. Or you could always email me, like I said, dave@davetherave.com. And the phones have been ringing. In fact, I'm getting calls, not only taking guesses on that Mystery Oldie record, but a couple people called me up and said, hey, who did that record that you dedicated to your friend Larry Harmon, Larry Berger, that had just passed away? That was Ballad of a DJ by the Del Satins, a very cool record, and a perfect record for the late, great Larry Harmon, Larry Berger, Ballad of a DJ, the Del Satins.
Programmed from the heart, not some research chart. Dave the Raves, Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Raves' Discovery of the Week.
Out of 115,045 here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. Yes, just in time for Halloween.
They're here, they are, they are, they are, they're here, they really are. I saw them, I did, I saw them, I really did. They come at night, they sneak at night, they take the power from my lights. They fly around without a sound and scare those little towns. They watch us when we eat and walk, they analyze the way we talk. They're watching us, they are, they're watching, yes they are. From Maine to California, up in Michigan too, they're seen all around the world by millions, it's true. Those little weirdo things in their fire machines, I'm telling you, they're watching you. They're here, they are, they're here, they really are. I saw them, I did, I saw them, I really did. Little people are. Try to look in their eyes, I guarantee they'll hypnotize. They'll make you feel it's just a dream and take you in their machine. From Maine to California, up in Michigan too, they're seen all around the world by millions, it's true. Those little weirdo things in their flying machines, I'm telling you, they're watching you. They're here, they are, they're here, they really are. I saw them, I did, I saw them, I really did. Little people are.
Yes, they're definitely here. Just a couple days from now, those goblins and ghouls and werewolves and mummies, they'll be knocking on your door looking for some candy. The Halloween holiday, just a fun holiday, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Boots Walker there from 1967. An obvious takeoff of Napoleon XIV. They're coming to take me away, ha ha, hee hee, ho ho, to the funny farm where there's lots of candy. And you better get it ready because they'll be knocking on your door. Boots Walker once again, and that's my discovery of the week on the Rust record label. Boots Walker, they're here. Happy Halloween, everyone. That's going to do it for my Relics and Rarity show. Don't scream. I'll be back. Be back next week. I will. Had a blast as always. Love playing all these cool records for you. And of course, if you got a special Lost 45, well, contact me, dave@davetherave.com, or call me up. 609-948-4487 at 609-948-4487. You'll find archive shows and a link to pick up a Dave the Rave Relics and Rarities double-sided t-shirt. You'll find it all on my website, so check it out, www.davetherave.com. Happy Halloween, happy holidays, everybody. Be safe, and until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.